I'm going to read to you from the book of Mark. This is Mark chapter... Well, I lost my place already. Mark chapter, I think it's 7, verse number 15. Yep. Okay, so Mark chapter 7, verse number 15. In Mark 7, 15, this is Jesus speaking. And he's been speaking about the defilement that comes from within. And the Pharisees had just condemned the disciples of Jesus because the disciples of Jesus ate bread with unwashed hands. Now, they weren't so much concerned about hygiene as they were that this went against the regulations that they had set forth. This went against some of the laws that they had put in place. It was improper for them to do this. And so they criticized the disciples, and they asked Jesus, you know, why are they not doing? These are the things that men have established. Men would add things to the Word of God. Men would add laws and regulations and rules to the Word of God. And they would give those rules and those regulations the same accord. They would give them the same weight, the same merit as they were the Word of God. God's very clear that you do not add or take away from the Word of God. You read it in Revelation, and there is some pretty severe punishments for adding to or taking away from the Word of God. And yet this is what the Pharisees and the scribes had done. And they had added all of these things to, and this is one of them. And so because the disciples did not do what the Pharisees had long since established was proper behavior, they were upset. And they criticized Jesus for this. Now, as you go down to verse number 15, well, let me read a verse number 14 to set it up because I love how clear Jesus is in this. And when he called all the multitude to himself, he said to them, "Hear me, everyone, and understand." Those are pretty strong words. That's making it pretty clear that something important is coming. This is God in the flesh, Jesus, speaking. For you and I reading this today, this should get our attention. This is Jesus, and he's trying to gather everyone together. The Pharisees had just made this criticism of Jesus and the disciples for not following the laws and the regulations of man. And Jesus says, everybody gather around me. Everybody hear me. Hear me and understand. And then he says in verse 15, "There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile a man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." So the Pharisees had just come and they criticized Jesus and the disciples, criticized the disciples for not washing their hands before they ate the bread. Again, not a hygiene thing. It has to do with not following the laws that man had added to the laws of God that God had given to the Jews. So they criticize Jesus for allowing the disciples to do this because they're saying, you know, this is the tradition. These are the things that we have done. If you go back and you look at exactly what the Pharisees said, then the Pharisees and some of the scribes came together to him, Jesus, having come from Jerusalem. Now, when they saw some of the disciples eat bread with defiled, that is, unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way, holding the tradition of the elders. This is not something God has said. This is not something that God had set forth. This is something that man had added. When they come to the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other things which they have received and hold, like washing of cups, pitchers, copper vessels, and couches. When the Pharisees and the scribes ask him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders and eat bread with unwashed hands?" He answered and said to them, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites? As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" So this is what the Pharisees had said. Jesus said, "You know what? Isaiah spoke about you. Because you're hypocrites." Hypocrites means you are saying that you live for God. You're saying that you live in honoring God. Now remember, these are the Pharisees. This is the priestly sect, one of the priestly sects of the time in Jerusalem. And they held sway in Jerusalem at this time. So this is part of the priesthood. And Jesus is saying, Isaiah spoke about you. Priests, you're hypocrites. Because you say as priests that you are serving God, but you're not serving the things of God, you are serving men. You have made and added things to the Word of God, and you've made those of the same import or of more import than the things of God. You're hypocrites. Because you say you live for God, but you're living according to man and according to the things of man. And that's a hypocrite. The people honor me with their lips. He's saying, you honor him. You honor God with your lips. You say the things that are appropriate, but your hearts are far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. This is exactly what Isaiah said, and this is exactly what the Pharisees had done. It's in vain that they worship God. They teach doctrines and commandments of men, not of God. Now, this is all very interesting to me because, you know, there's a lot of times that we look at things, and it's easy to, if we give ourselves over to the flesh and give ourselves over, if our minds are focused on the things of the world and not so much focused on the things of God. If I allow my mind to be on the things of the world, it's easy to get caught up in the thinking of the world. And then we wind up with very Pharisaical thinking. We wind up thinking the same thoughts of the Pharisees, which is not a good place to be, because the Pharisees, as Jesus just pointed out, were hypocrites. That's not the kind of mindset, that's not the kind of thinking that we want to have. But if I think on the things of the world, if I am taking in the things of the world, if most of the information that is put into my mind and thus in my heart, my soul, if it's coming from the world, I'm going to wind up thinking like the world thinks. I'm going to wind up having thoughts and making judgments based on the same parameters and coming to the same conclusions that the Pharisees did, which is going to be hypocritical. As a Christian, it's going to be hypocritical. On the contrary, if I spend time in the Word of God and I spend time with God, my thoughts are on Him and my thoughts are of Him. And I have, because the Holy Spirit's in me, He's going to show. The same is true for you. Because the Holy Spirit is in you, if you are focused on God and on the things of God, if you're focused on the Word, if you are focused on Jesus Christ, then His Spirit that is in you is going to reveal more things to you. And you're going to understand things that the world does not understand. Take in and have your input from the world, and you're going to wind up like the Pharisees, as hypocrites. Or take in the things of the Word of God and just have your thoughts on Jesus Christ and being with Him, and you're going to have the wisdom, the insights, the perspective that comes from God Himself through His Spirit that dwells within you. Now, here's the problem that happens. We are so much surrounded by the world that it's easy for us to start thinking like the world, which, as we just saw, is Pharisaical thinking. I have a friend that he grew up Jewish, and grew up Jewish. I've actually had a number of friends who were Jewish, and two that I can think of that actually grew up in Israel as Jews, and they grew up under Jewish training. So they were from families that truly lived as Jews, not just they practiced their faith. They were not just living as Jews as a heritage. They actually lived out the faith. And so they grew up being taught all the things of that we would say is the Old Testament, all the things of the Old Covenant. They lived these things. They believed them, and they lived them. But in both of these cases, both of these men that I know, they both came to know Jesus Christ. And having the understanding of the Jewish faith and having an understanding of the Old Testament or the Old Covenant, with that understanding now applied to reading the New Testament or the New Covenant and being able to apply that New Covenant knowledge and input and having the Holy Spirit of God dwelling within them because they had given their hearts to Jesus Christ at a high cost to them from their friends and relatives, they had the perspective and the insights of Jesus Himself. Added to their knowledge of the Old Covenant, it made their insights on the New Covenant fascinating and deep, it's fascinating conversations with him. Well, the one man I was with less than a year ago, and I remember we went out to dinner. He lives in Israel, but he was here in the States and visiting, and so my wife and I took him out to dinner. And we sat down at dinner, and he said to me, "Now, would you be offended if I had some wine with my meal?" And I said, "No, it's, you know, your customs are yours. You feel free. I'm not offended by that at all. I'm not going to partake, but you know, I'm not offended by that." And then as the conversation went on a little bit, we were getting ready to order, and I was talking about getting something that had bacon on it. And being a man that was a believer in Jesus Christ, no longer under the law, I was totally astonished to find out that he was not offended by it, but he did not understand it. And he certainly did not eat bacon himself. He lived by many of the dietary laws that were under the old covenant. And I asked him why. I thought it was odd that drinking wine, which is a social moray for Christians, drinking alcohol, which is a social moray for Christians in this Western culture, that he had no problem with. But when it came to things like bacon or pork or so many other things that the dietary laws of the old covenant consider, this was a problem for him. And now he would have let me, but I did not want to offend him. So I didn't get that which had bacon on it. But we had a long conversation about it. And basically, his contention came down to, well, Jesus, did Jesus eat bacon? Did Jesus eat pork? No. Well, then you should, don't you want to do what Jesus did? I mean, don't you want to follow his example? And I tried to explain to him, yeah, but Jesus was still living as he was living. He brought the new covenant, but he was still living with the Jews under the old covenant. So he was respect. He had not yet fulfilled the old covenant. So it was proper for him to follow the old covenant. But now he has defeated death and all that comes with it. And he has, by his own words, he has brought in the new covenant in his blood. So we live under the new covenant. Under the new covenant, we don't have to worry about those things. So we had quite the conversation about that. And when it came down to it, and we'll look at this more tomorrow. But when Jesus said in Mark chapter 7, verse number 15, there is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile a man. What are the things that are inside? You know, it's not the external things that we see. It's not eating bacon or pork. It's not smoking cigarettes that makes you a sinner. You know, the things that we put on people and say that this makes you a sinner, it's not the things on the external. It's the things that are internal. And if we know Jesus Christ and we live and have Jesus Christ dwelling within us, then we are righteous and pure. But we also need to safeguard and watch that we're not bringing things into us, in other words, the things of the world, watching the junk of the world, taking on the attributes of the world, being influenced by the world so much that it affects our mind and our thoughts and our actions. Then the things that come out of us are ungodly. When I was sitting with the man, we didn't get to the point of talking about this, but in Colossians chapter 2, verse number 16, it says this, and I'll leave with this. We'll start at verse number 15. God disarmed the principalities and the powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and a public example of them in triumphing over them in him and in the cross. Therefore, let no one sit in judgment of you in matters of food or drink, or with regard to a feast day or a new moon or a Sabbath. Such things are only the shadow of things that are to come. And they have only a symbolic value. But the reality, the substance, the solid fact is what is foreshadowed. The body belongs to Christ. Essentially what that's saying, and I'll leave you with this, essentially what that's saying is all of those things, if you go back to the dietary laws, all of those things were a shadow of what was coming. They were a shadow to let us know that Jesus was coming. He, for too long to talk about now, but there was a reason that Jesus had not come at that moment. And until Jesus came, these things were a shadow letting us know that Jesus was coming. But now that Jesus is here, we don't look at those things. Now we look towards Jesus Christ. We look towards him, and there's freedom and liberty in Jesus Christ. And we walk in, and we should enjoy that freedom and liberty that we have in Jesus Christ. Now, to fully enjoy it, to fully enjoy the freedom and the liberty that we have in Jesus Christ, we need to be spending our time, our mind, our focus, our thoughts, all the things that we do, focused on him, not on the things of the world. Let that Jesus, the Holy Spirit that is in us, let that be what comes out. Because as the Jesus in us comes out, it impacts and influences not just our world, but it impacts and influences the world around us and the people around us as well. This is what we're called to be.